Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top Pages of Football, NFL Lunch style. If you missed it last night, Thursday Night Football. Houston Texans beat the Buffalo Bills in Houston 23-19. Josh Allen was sacked 8 times. Davis Mills, quarterback for Houston, filling in for the injured C.J. Stroud. He was 16 of 30 for 2 touchdowns. The Houston defense is arguably the best in the National Football League, as they did a good job against that Buffalo passing game. And obviously, when you get sacked 8 times, offensive line not doing all that great. But James Cook did his part. So did Ty Johnson, former University of Maryland Terrapin. But for the Houston Texans, they're now 6-5 on the year, 4-2 at home. They own a win over the Ravens here at M&T Bank Stadium. Again, we'll start looking ahead to tiebreaker scenarios. Ravens would lose to Buffalo, they would lose to Houston, and they would lose to Kansas City. All teams right now that are chasing in their respective divisions. And when C.J. Stroud comes back, Nolan, he wasn't the guy he was his rookie season. He was brilliant, had flashes of brilliance last year, but never seemed to get comfortable this year because their offensive line hasn't been all that great this season. But they were good last night.
Right, and I mean, look, I don't know what to make of C.J. Stroud at this point. I mean, to have the sophomore slump, if you will, last year, it was pretty much excused by everybody because of the O-line, like you mentioned, and he was so incredible as a rookie that everyone just anointed him as, I mean, they were ready to say that he was already a top 10 quarterback in the league. And I'll be honest, I mean, I bought in. I mean, yeah, he played really, really, really well. So last year you give him a pass, but then this year it's more of the same. All right, can we keep blaming the O-line? I mean, us here in Baltimore, we're no room to bicker about someone else's O-line situation. We know how detrimental it can be. So yeah, maybe they did neglect it. Maybe they didn't invest as much as they should have. But from an outside looking in, I don't know. I mean, it seems like in the quarterback world where teams are very, very impatient, clock is ticking for Stroud to not perform the same way he did as a rookie, but at least show something close to that.
Now for the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow has practiced all week long. But according to reports here, Adam Schefter, still going to wait a little bit before they decide whether or not he's going to be ready to go against the Patriots in Week 12. As we've discussed, offense hasn't been the problem for the Bengals. It was a little bit last week, because Joe Flacco is prone to the turnover, let's be honest here. And the big play, too, but they're still hanging on by a thread since that 2-0 start. And Burrow, if he's not playing against New England, I guess he'll be ready for the Ravens on Thanksgiving. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I mean, that's just weird to me. I mean, with where Cincinnati's at, if he's healthy enough to play, which all indications are he will be, he's had two full practices. I'm assuming today will be full as well. He should play. They're 3-7. One more loss, it's a moot point. One more loss, he shouldn't play at all. Why risk re-injury when you've already accumulated 8 losses? I mean, you have to run the table if you want any shot at making the playoffs here. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, if he's not able to play this Sunday, then he shouldn't play at all.
Couple of other injury updates real quick for you. Jackson Dart will not play against Detroit. Jameis Winston will get the start. Speaking of Detroit, Sam Laporta not going to play, dealing with a back, and the chances that he might miss the season have become kind of real there for their premier tight end. And yet again, for Tampa, as they take on the Rams, no Bucky Irving. As they're having, well, the kid last week went off running the football, but Bucky Irving is one of the better all-purpose backs in football, and he's missed a significant amount of time now for them. Right.
And I'm locked in. I mean, I picked them to upset the Rams on Sunday night. Just a gut feeling, nothing really crazy about it. I mean, Buccaneers have been a good team at times this year, but you do wonder when the injury stuff starts to catch up with you.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off today. It's Bob Haney and Nolan McGraw. All right, let's get to the Ravens real quick, hit a break, get back to Week 12's NFL schedule. Marlon Humphrey missed last week with his finger. He's back, and he's going to be ready to go. Met with the media as the defense has improved over the last few weeks. Marlon was asked about the changes that have led to this improved performance.
I feel like we've been playing a lot better. The process hasn't really necessarily changed. I just feel like I will say the togetherness of the defense, the gel of the guys, that definitely has changed for sure. And it seemed like it showed up on the field. You know, guys got each other's backs, and we've executed just a lot better. And then ultimately the trade with, you know, Lowe making Kyle be able to kind of be at his specialty, which is basically playing wherever, because he's just able to do so much.
Talking about Alohi Gilman coming over from the Chargers, and Kyle Hamilton doing all those great things, but, you know, trying to read between the lines. Marlon Humphrey pretty much saying the scheme as usual is not bad. They just haven't done a very good job of executing it. And now they seem to have each other's back more, whatever that means. So they're implying that somebody at some point in time wasn't doing what they were supposed to do.
Well, it just sounds like when the going's good, everyone's happy.
Yeah,
you know, you're winning games, that cures. That's the ultimate cure, right? You win games, even if you win ugly. But look, make no mistake, they have improved. And what were we screaming earlier in the season? We weren't saying, hey, be a top five defense. We were saying, be middle of the pack. And what they've done over the past 5 weeks is play, to me, like a middle-of-the-pack defense. So I can't complain at all. I want more pass rush. I want more sacks. And I think that might come in due time. But at a certain point, especially with the moves they made. All right, Gilman, that was a big move for what it did for Hamilton. But Draymond Jones, it wasn't like a earth-shattering pass rush move. They didn't show much, rush or much emphasis to get a bunch of other pass rush options or an interior D-line option to replace Matabike. So, I mean, if they were expecting a massive turnaround in that area without making any drastic changes, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Draymond Jones has added to the equation. What, 4 quarterback hits in his 2 games. Travis Jones is playing much better. But Carl Lawson, you know, John Harbaugh a couple weeks ago said it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to be part of the equation, and he can't even get on the active roster, much less in a game right now.
And that doesn't make sense because Harbaugh was hyping him up. This wasn't a media fabrication of we're just assuming Carl Lawson is going to be that 5-sack guy that he was with Dallas last year. I mean, to be fair, he's coming off the couch. And it worked for Jadeveon Clowney, and it worked for Kyle Van Noy a couple years ago. But obviously, those are outliers. Could it work for Carl Lawson? We hoped. We were so desperate. I mean, it was worth a shot. But the strangeness to me is that Harbaugh was so forward in saying pretty much guaranteeing or anything just short of guaranteeing that he was going to play. And then you come back on Monday, well, it's a numbers game, you know. And Ajabo's been here through the whole thing.
Right.
So, again, to me, I don't understand why Harbaugh was hyping him up so much. If he was that good, he would be playing. In my opinion, he hasn't looked good enough to play, but I don't know where the disconnect is.
And Draymond Jones came in and plug and play right out of the gate, where Carl Lawson is.
Well, he's on a heater. Yeah. You know, he had about 4 sacks in 4 games.
Yes, he did. We'll come back, talk more about week 12 of the NFL season. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Frank Burleson, Hall of Fame basketball writer, talking about the start of the college hoop season. And it's feast week, and there's a ton of really good basketball games on today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right now, the Ravens, 28th in the NFL in red zone efficiency, scoring touchdowns. Jets come in at 13 in red zone defense, so middle of the pack, not bad. Any stretch of the imagination. But Derrick Henry is a guy. Even Run Henry. And he gets stoned inside the 5-yard line. So even a guy as big and as brutal and as explosive as he has been, he's having a hard time penetrating because the offensive line is having a hard time, you know, moving piles. And I know it's almost getting tiresome to criticize the O-line, but it's an appropriate criticism of the team and one that ultimately could be their downfall depending on how long they last in the postseason, assuming they get there. So Nolan McGraw, we talked about this a couple hours ago, Jonah Schaefer, barring an injury, the five best guys, according to John Harbaugh, are going to continue to be the same, and none of them have significant injury designations ahead of the Jets game.
Right. I mean, it seems like the only shot would be an Emory Jones, who's just not quite ready yet. But if he's not ready now, you start playing out the timeline here. When is he going to be ready? And my bigger question here with the O-line is there a cutoff for changes? I mean, obviously, you can make a change anytime you want. Someone gets hurt, you got to make a change. But let's say we start getting closer to the playoffs. The Ravens are trending towards heading to the playoffs, or they've already locked up the AFC North. Do you feel comfortable making an O-line change that late in the year, right before the playoffs? I know things are bad or things are dire, but if you weren't going to make the change at that point 4 or 5 weeks ago, why are you going to make it now? And again, unless there's injury, I say make the change now. We've been saying it, you make the change for weeks, especially, I mean, all right, Cleveland, maybe you're a little hesitant to do so because their defensive front is a big threat. But the Jets this weekend, to me, would have been a prime opportunity to get a Bullock in there. I mean, what about the Jets front scares you at all? And all right, if
Jermaine Johnson's not bad.
Okay. But let's say, all right, Bullock goes out there and he's in over his head. He's every play he's getting, you know, blown by, and he's just the lights are too bright and he's not ready. Just pull him and go back to where you were.
You know, I'm going to go with the, I guess to your point, can't be any worse than it's already is right now.
Right.
And if you're going to have the quick hook, you know, you have that right to do so. It's not a relief pitcher. You know, you get yanked, you can't go back in the game. Mm-hmm. In football, you can substitute as freely as you choose to do so. But the best five, what does it say about what's happening at practice, too? I mean, Corey Bullock, you mentioned him. He was 2 years in a row. Like last year, undrafted out of Maryland, great Pro Football Focus, graded him well during the preseason, all that. Didn't see the field. Again this year, did well in his limited opportunities. Sees some snaps, but not a lot. As Voorhees has really struggled for the most of the year. Same with Rosengarten, a tackle, and Falele. Maybe it's harder for tackle because you don't have, because Noteboom's brutal. He's not even active for games anymore. But at guard, I think you could improvise and adapt a little bit more than you can on your tackle situations here.
So, and here's the problem. I mean, we're doing the show. We're not out there.
Right.
But even the people that are out there every day, you don't see enough in the media viewing portion to get an indication of, you know, oh, like training camp. If they had that much access during the week, maybe we would have seen something from Corey Bullock that says, hold on a second. Maybe he, this over the summer was a flash in the pan. And he truly isn't ready, but nobody gets the chance to see it. So all that we're left to is what John Harbaugh says. And either you believe him or you don't. You're one of the people that's in the camp of, well, these people are smarter than us. They know more than us. So they're going to make the right call. Or you say, well, history suggests that they get stuff wrong. We're all, it just happens. John Harbaugh hasn't been right about everything. It's no. Nothing against him.
Get out of here.
I've been wrong way more in life probably than he has, but I'll come out and admit it. Right? And so I think that's just the thing here, is that Harbaugh's saying these are the five best guys, but he was also saying that, you know, it wasn't worth it to have Keaton Mitchell active on game day for the first 5-6 weeks of the season.
He was wrong about that.
So here we are.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to John in Baltimore. John, thanks for holding. What's happening? You're on with Bob Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, how the heck are you?
All right. How about you?
I don't know, man. Not lost on me is the fact that, you know, with the defense, and I'm not a huge Zach Orr fan, you know, okay, Gilman helped out a little bit, but the quality of the quarterback play in those games that we were getting beat is less than the games we were winning. So the games we were winning and the defense is doing better, I mean, we had J.J. McCarthy, we had, Tua.
Two rookies last week for Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, so you got to factor that in. And then, of course, my other favorite subject is fa-la-la-la-lately.
Yes.
In what sort is he even a Pro Bowl candidate, let alone an alternate? I mean, was everybody else on vacation?
Yeah, I think once you get into that territory of Pro Bowl alternates, I mean, you really dig it. Maybe it's not a strong year for right guards, but his film, if you wanted to do like memes of Falele, just the first week against the Bills, he looked like, John, don't take this personally, but you sound like a guy that knows what electric football is. And he was spinning around like one of those electric football guys on that electric field where he's just like, not laying a glove on anybody. The ball's on the complete opposite side of the field.
That's him.
All right, John, thanks for the call. And look, your point's taken with Tua and with McCarthy and with Gabriel and Shador, but you treat them accordingly. The problem is if they dice you up. No, Josh Allen putting a wood to you, expected. Jared Goff, say what you will about him. This guy's been to the playoffs a bazillion times, and it's been to a Super Bowl, and he's got a ton of weapons to choose from. C.J. Stroud had his best game against the Ravens when Houston thumped them. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. What was it? Three times the guy that played the Ravens was the offensive player of the week? I got it.
Yeah, thank God we're beyond that.
Yeah, but when you play a rookie quarterback or a struggling quarterback, Tua, you handle your business. And it, for that, at least, and I'm not trying to patronize the audience, for that, at least, you give them credit for. If Tua throws five touchdowns, then it's like, oh, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. He struggled.
Yeah. No, they held him out of the end zone.
Yeah.
No touchdowns there. I mean, they're generating turnovers. Obviously, want a little more from the pass rush. But, again, they're getting the results that we wanted back in weeks 3 and 4 when it was like, oh, my God, this is could be – we were talking about the Ravens defense the way that they're talking about the Bengals defense right now. The Ravens were on pace, like the Bengals are, to break that Baltimore Colts all-time record for most points allowed in a season.
Yeah, and they were bad. And they're still – Bengals statistically worse than that team was, but hey, the Bengals still have a bunch of games left to play and they could still make a run at it. But we'll see what's going on here against the Jets. And based on Tyrod Taylor, who we respect, got a Super Bowl ring with the Ravens back in 12, I don't foresee, minus weapons, unless you're worried about Adonai Mitchell, who's fast, but Breece Hall would concern you because he can run. We've seen the Ravens get shred a little bit on the ground. But if Tyrod dices up Baltimore's pass defense and then Burrow could be looming on Thursday, then, you know, we're back to DEFCON 3 in the worry.
Go back to the Dolphins game. I mean, we weren't extremely threatened by their weapons, but we said, hey, watch out for Waddle. Watch out for Achane. And those two guys, they made their plays in that game. But again, the Ravens, no touchdowns allowed. So I look at this Jets offense. I don't see a Waddle. I like Breece Hall. I mean, he's probably on par with what Achane's been doing this year. So, yeah, they're even worse. Not a threat at all.
When we come back, shift gears, talk to college round ball. Maryland, they're off to Vegas, taking on UNLV and Gonzaga. Could be playing somebody else as well. It's that, the what is it called? The Players Era Tournament, where NIL money is on the line. There's a bunch of teams. It's a crazy scenario. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But Frank Burleson, Hall of Fame basketball writer, talked to him about the start of said year. We'll do a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock, and they always have a lot on their.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Our minds. Terps this weekend, they're in Vegas playing this Players Era Tournament, which is a pretty significant field where NIL money is on the line. Players Era Festival is what it is called. And you got power divisions, you have impact divisions, then you have championship day. You have to accumulate points. It's like, again, I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But among the teams participating, Maryland, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, Gonzaga, who Maryland plays, UNLV, who Maryland plays, St. John's, Tennessee. I mean, it's an insanity. Let's see. Today is what? The 21st. Rutgers will play Tennessee. St. John's plays Iowa State. Houston at Syracuse. Auburn, Oregon. Gonzaga plays Alabama. Maryland's got UNLV. And then the next day, Maryland's got Gonzaga. So there's a pretty interesting matchup, Nolan, before we even get to what a perceived money-making tournament would be. Creighton and Baylor. This is it's a wild, wacky tournament here.
Yeah, it's relatively new as well. It started in 2024. Yeah, so this NIL stuff, I mean, look, it seems to have incentivized schools to participate. This is quite the star-studded lineup. Out of all the tournaments that take place in Feast Week, even some of the ones that feature prominent teams, they're more small. Maybe like four teams, six teams that kind of compete in a little round-robin tournament. But this one, I don't know, the structure is very strange. I don't like how it shapes up for Maryland, that they draw that last game on Monday night, and then we'll play Gonzaga at 9:30 the next night when Gonzaga was tipping off at 9:30 on Monday. So Maryland has less time to prepare for that game than Gonzaga. I don't like that when they're already on West Coast time, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and TNT, True TV are going to have the games, but some pretty significant matchups. For instance, on the 24th, which is what? What day is that?
Monday.
Monday. 10 a.m. Eastern time. Rutgers, Tennessee. How about that? How about Creighton and Baylor? 11 o'clock at the multiple different arenas here. You got the Michelob Ultra. My favorite arena. Michelob Ultra there. And they got MGM Grand. But Maryland's in it. And Maryland coming off a day in which Buzz Williams signed the third-rated recruiting class. Pharrell Payne, as Keith Cavanaugh told us a couple hours ago, looks like he should be ready to go at some point in time, maybe as soon as the Rebels coming up this week. But what do you think there, Nolan McGraw? I know that you're a big Maryland basketball fan, like most of our audience. You got the third-rated recruiting class. All have signed, by the way. This isn't commitments. These are signees. They've already been commented on by the head coach. This is a pretty stellar right out of the gate. Now, he got Darius Adams at the end of last year, who decommitted from UConn, and the Terps got him, and he's a starter and contributor right out of the gate here. But the upside for the other four guys coming in next year, pretty significant. And you know that Buzz is going to do a lot of portal shopping because this year's class is, for all intents and purposes, transfers.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, look, I mean, let's take you back in the time machine to the way everyone was viewing the program in general after Willard left. You know, and we just had this high of making that first Sweet 16 in forever, and then it all comes crashing down. And it wasn't just the immediate disappointment of, well, Willard actually was coaching pretty well, and now he's gone. And not only that, he pretty much blasted the program and crapped all over it and said that there wasn't enough financial commitment and all that. And everyone started panicking, and rightfully so. And our main concern at the time was the perception of the program, who's going to want to come take this job. When Buzz became available and then it became announced that he took the job, we were excited that they got someone with that much credibility, that long of a resume. I know there's some people out there that aren't a big fan of Buzz, but to get him at that time was huge. I can't understate it. And we were still in the boat, though, of saying it might take some time to build this program back up just because of the way Willard seemingly burned it to the ground on his way out. But just as easy as it is to lose players in the portal era or to lose, you know, top tier recruits in the portal era, it's just as easy to rebuild your roster. And we're seeing it right now that there's going to be growing pains when you have to build a full 12-man roster from scratch. Guys don't have chemistry. You got to build that up. And we're certainly seeing that with Maryland right now. But to me, this year was always whatever you can do this year in terms of postseason success would be a bonus. And then we were always looking at that next 2026 recruiting class, which he has aced. A+. So without getting into the games, without seeing how those guys actually perform, it's all fantastic right now.
Yeah, and who knows what this team will turn out to be. They could go to Vegas and lose a couple of games and then come back home and try to reestablish as the schedule gets a little bit softer before you get into the meat of conference play in a Big Ten, which is loaded this season. Number one team in the country, Purdue, is the Big Ten. Michigan, highly regarded. Big Ten, Illinois, even though they just lost at home to Alabama. They're a team of great respect and repute and ranked in the top 10, 12 in the country. But if he could somehow manage to get this group, they still need a point guard. And maybe Miles Rice will be that guy when he comes back to transfer from Indiana by way of Washington State, where he and Watts were teammates. Payne's a proven commodity. And Pharrell Payne, if you remember, went off in the NCAA tournament for A&M last year in the two games that they played. If he can, and as Adams evolves as a young player, Passmore being here would have been a nice gat, who was a four-star recruit himself to Kansas, but he blew his Achilles and brought all the athleticism in the world to the equation. If he can manage to get this team into the NCAA tournament, I mean, you got to start talking to him about like coach of the year level stuff, not trying to get into hyperbole. They're not going to play 89-point games. I mean, the other night, that was a very entertaining game to watch. Unexpected 185 between the two, but still fun to watch. That happening in conference play, 95, that's not going to be going down.
Well, no shot. Yeah. I mean, look, is there going to be clear growth, right? Are we talking about this team in February heading into March in a much different tone, that they figured themselves out? And even if they know their shortcomings, even if the three-point shooting doesn't drastically improve, do they know that? Do they recognize that? And do they not jack up a ton of threes anyway? To me, that would be disappointing. If they make the tournament, doesn't matter the seed to me this year, that would be overachieving. I know there was some of the Lunardis and everything in the preseason had them making what, like a 10 or an 11 seed.
He backed off of that before the tip of the season.
So, but to me, and what, Big Ten projections, they were middle of the pack at best, probably in the lower half.
Yeah, like 12th.
So exactly. If you can make the tournament, you can even make noise in the conference tournament. I keep screaming that for years. You win the conference tournament, that's a banner, right? And it gets you a ticket to the NCAA tournament, but it's still a banner. It's something to celebrate. It's an actual accomplishment. All right. I mean, these are all wins for the program that we love the program. We love the program's history, but recent history has not provided banners.
No, no.
Besides, they were co-Big Ten champions in the COVID year.
The what-if team.
That's it.
That team could have went to the Final Four and lost in the second round. The what-if team, you never know. But to your point, before we hit the break, since they won the national championship in 2002, which unbelievably will be 24 years ago once we get to March Madness in 26, they've went 03, 16, and 25. Three Sweet 16s since they won the national championship. And that is very un-Maryland-like.
And some heartbreak right on the doorstep. 2010, the LSU year with Jalen Smith.
The layup at the buzzer of Michigan State, three at the buzzer with Gravis that final year. But point is, you know, it's not been. They went from being on the verge of a blue blood program in the early 2000s with Gary to a team that, you know, was almost an afterthought on a national scale. Can Buzz get them back to that level?
Right. And last year could have been that first step with Willard, but he didn't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So then we end up here.
Bombadita, bombadita, happy trails to you. We'll come back. Funhouse with Nolan. Inside Access coming up at 2. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's the Doobie Brothers here on The Fan. What a fool believes. And if you think the Jets are going to beat the Ravens, you're a fool. Or you're a genius. I don't know. That's why they play the games. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people? Or Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock.
So every time I hear this song, I think of the Will Sasso impression.
He came from somewhere back in the home.
It's spot on.
And the Family Guy went, everybody knows what he's saying. But he's one of the more accomplished artists that we've seen in a long, long time. As a matter of fact, was a co-writer of the Van Halen hit I'll Wait. and didn't even get a writing credit until it was revealed that he actually had a big part in writing that song.
Was that like a lawsuit thing?
I don't know if they got litigious, but I think he finally got credit for, and that was a big hit, so I'm guessing a couple of duckies went into his bank account because of it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, even good solo work from Michael McDonald.
Hey, he's got it going on. Michael McDonald, that's it. We're not here to talk about the Doobie Brothers. We're here to talk about what's going on the old Funhouse here on the Fan.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
We got Chris checking in here talking about the Grayson Rodriguez trade. We're trying to find comparables. How will Grayson's career end up? You've heard Dylan Bundy. We've heard Jake Arrieta. That's the good side of things. We've heard more of the bad. And Bob, you mentioned this. It was either on air or off air. I can't keep it straight. But Chris agrees here with you. The Hunter Harvey comparison.
Yeah, it was off air.
Often injured. I think that those two are pretty similar. I throw D.L. Hall in that group as well. Often injured. A lot of talent. A lot of upside. Although D.L. Hall and Hunter Harvey both got tried out in the bullpen. And even then, it didn't work. So Grayson's not quite there yet.
Yeah, Hunter Harvey was an asset for Kansas City last year when they made it to the ALCS. He's a free agent now, if you want to revisit that thing from 2013, where he was a first-round pick. You know, his dad was an all-star closer, Brian Harvey. And D.L. Hall, he can't stay healthy. He was first-round pick the year, I believe, before Grayson Rodriguez was, as the Orioles drafted a ton of guys in the first round in the 2000s, this millennium, and before, and it really didn't work out for them. But, yeah, that's a good comp, Hunter Harvey, I think.
Matt in New Orleans checking in with a score prediction for Sunday. Says he thinks the league has a read on the Ravens' offense. Combine that with Lamar's health, the shoddy O-line, and I don't think this offense flips into the juggernaut that people expect it to be. Ravens will win, but it won't be as easy as people think. They pull away late in the fourth quarter, 27-10.
27-10. I think I'm kind of in that same ballpark.
I was 27-14.
But for three quarters in Buffalo, they look like the best offense, best team in football, and have been hard-pressed to duplicate that level of performance.
And one last one here. Texter says, almost since the start of the season, I felt that one of the immeasurable problems that we were going to have was Lamar's attitude. I'm not a Lamar doubter, but it's very obvious that he gets down when a play doesn't develop correctly or someone doesn't make a play, the offensive line struggles. He's got to be able to wipe the slate clean, move on to the next play.
Well, I saw Josh Allen losing his bleep last night on the sideline in Houston as things were not going according to plan for him and that Bills offense. It's, you know, it happens in all walks of life. Even here, say you go to fire a commercial, doesn't fire. A guest that you had booked doesn't answer the phone. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know, the phone lines crash. You know, you have to improvise and adapt and overcome. I think Lamar, for the most part, has overcome any adversities thrown his way. But, you know, who likes getting a crap beat out of him? Nobody does.
No.
Throws a ball to Zay Flowers, just using him as an example. Hits him right in the four, and he drops it. You know, and it happens multiple times. Now, I'm just using Zay as an example. It's not saying his brick hands. But, you know, you kind of get frustrated with that sort of thing.
And Lamar knows he's the guy. You know, I mean, I see him get frustrated, but I don't see that really carry over. I mean, if they're, like we mentioned that whole Dolphins debacle from a couple years ago leading up to the Miami game this year, that's really the last time I could recall him just getting dominated by an opposing defense and him looking like, all right, I'm done here. You know, this is getting ridiculous. All right, let's pack it in. He knows he controls the offense. He's the one, and a lot of times he has to be Superman. I think he understands that, and he knows he's capable of being that, even if others around him aren't performing well. So it's frustration in the moment, but I don't think it takes away from the game as a whole.
And I think everything the Ravens want to accomplish, at least from a regular season perspective, is still right in front of them. You have the Steelers twice, you have the Bengals twice, you have New England. You know, I mean, they have, you know, conference strength to be determined. You have winnable games coming up here. So we'll see. I mean, they could still do what they're not going to go 15-2. Duh. But they could still win the division. And the odds makers think that they will when it's all said and done. That's going to do it for us for this week. We'll be back on Monday. Vinny will be back. We'll be at Horseshoe Casino for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the tailgate show brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. For Nolan McGraw, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.